A little nervous. I mean, don't get the impression that I'm copping out or anything, but I'm a little nervous about our plan to bring what Jell's like to the road and start doing stand-up gigs in CD clubs across the country.
Well, I thought that we agreed that CD clubs were the best venue to get our comedy out.
You know, a lot of gin can make a man say things like that. And I still feel like we need to get back to our comedic roots. I mean, this is where it all happened, you know? This is where people like Milton Berle and, like, you know, Roddy Dangerfield. I mean,
is there a different kind of club that you'd prefer? You know, less CD, more CD, up with the CD, down with the CD. Where are we going?
I like
possibly a more pulpy club.
Pulpy.
Maybe.
Do they have pulpy clubs?
Maybe. I'm just nervous.
East Coast.
I mean, this is our first gig on the road, you know? I mean, I never thought I'd be on the road for anything, you know?
Well, and you know what? Maybe we should have found a CD club instead of just this stretch of barren highway here. I-57 North.
It's a fairly seedy stretch, though. You've got to give it that.
Well, I mean, it is very seedy.
Right.
But I don't know if it's has the draw.
Yeah.
The clientele that we're looking for.
Well, it's an all ages venue, and I think that's very important.
Well, I do too. I do too. I think the little ones should the little brats should be able to enjoy our comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we're on. I guess we should start the show.
Okay. Are we obliged to start when there's no audience?
I mean, if
an audience comes, can we pretend that we've been doing it for a while?
Maybe.
You know, just kind of,
and that we've been killing, you know?
Yes.
I thought there'd be somebody to introduce us and then, you know, give us the finger. I mean, like the pointing fingers to tell us we're on.
That's kind of the image I always had in my head. But
I thought there would be glasses clinking.
Oh,
and
guys.
Hmm.
I told you not to leave Lawrence over in that ditch. Now there's a whole murder of crows pecking around at him.
Well, see,
shoo, crows.
The plan I had was he was going to be the audience, and I had his like smile propped up with toothpicks, you know? So, I mean, they would think that we were killing
him.
You
give the impression, right?
Right.
The impression that
killing
him.
In a literal sense, not that we were, you know, responsible, but...
Well, it's getting kind of late. It's like 8:30, and so...
So we're not going to perform for the crows?
Hey!
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hey!
What's up?
What up? So I was flying on vacation last week, and you know I tried to take some carry-on with me.
Badum kish!
You're really murdering them, huh?
Gross!
They're not going for it at all.
Oh, I had a brother named Russell.
Hey, a little oblique, but I like it.
See,
well, they're pecking a little faster. Maybe that means they like it.
Be careful! our jokes may fly out at you like bullets to Brandon Lee.
that was funny, but really oblique.
Not really a ha-ha sort of.
More of like a...
Let's move on. What do we get next?
More crow material.
Yeah. Thank you for
10 more minutes of crow material. Yes.
Thank you for winging in. We're glad that you decided to beak here.
Oh, nice. You know, once again, to hammer on a theme, we are improv, so we're totally up here winging it.
Yeah, you guys are just staring at me with these eyes, you bunch of scavengers.
Does it denote approval that they're going crazy on the rotting corpse of Lawrence Welk's kneecap?
I don't know. Hey,
well, that must mean we're...
Hey, guys, what are we, Hitchcock? Come on!
don't ruffle your feathers over.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, we'll beak right back.
Hey, you guys got me on pinions and needles. I'm going to go back in the back. Get it, pinions?
Yeah, I caught it. I don't know.
These guys are not...
They're a rough crowd.
But I mean, we should just go out and try to engage them, like get a suggestion from them.
We do improv. That is our original format.
Sure. I think we get a suggestion from the crows. That'd be a great idea.
Hey! You, sir. Crow, eating on Lawrence's eyeball. Give me the name of a vegetable. Ow! Ow! Ah! I'm gonna go with cauliflower.
You think that's what he was going for with your shoulder?
Yeah.
Not the impression I get from your shoulder.
I would have thought a ham shank.
Yeah,
ham shank.
Shoulder has a letter O in it, and cauliflower has...
Okay, cauliflower. Some ripe cauliflower material. Oh, okay. grocer, is this cauliflower fresh?
No, it's not.
Oh. I think I just denied you.
Wait, okay. Let's start that again.
Okay, okay. Grocer, is this cauliflower fresh?
I'm not the grocer. Oh. I'm the grocer.
I was a little punny, huh?
Yeah, that was really great. Killed the reality of the scene.
Right, one more time.
The crows can see when you kill the reality of the scene.
Quiet. Okay,
all right. grocer, is this cauliflower fresh?
It certainly is, jerk off.
Okay, why are you angry about me going for the cauliflower, sir?
I don't have a reason to live anymore.
You just shot yourself on me.
I have to do the other three scenes of this Harold by myself now?
Hey, by yourself.
Well, the three scenes with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome, huh, guys? I totally...
What the hell happened to you?
Well, the grocer...
Where's Matt Trupia?
I was developing my...
But where is Matt Trupia? Where is he? Who are you?
I don't
even know you anymore. Don't do it.
I don't know. Okay, I'm nervous.
Well, the crows are a tough crowd. I mean, they haven't been giving us any this entire time.
Ooh, wait. Guys. There's a car coming down the road.
Okay.
Wave at him. Try to get him to stop.
Wave.
Hey! Oh, they pulled over, dude. Hey,
Disrupted the crows. I wonder... Crows are gone, though.
Hi. Hey.
Hi. How are you doing?
Welcome to What Jalen's Like.
The live show.
Oh. Just right out here in the middle of I-57?
Yeah, well, we're working our way up to the seedy clubs, but, you know, for now, 57 is pretty seedy with corn.
Be sure to tip your waiters.
So what are you guys doing out here outside of Onarga? Just hanging out?
Well, you know. We thought we would get the tough gigs out of the way so that it was all smooth sailing from then on.
Rocky 1 before we go straight to 4.
Does anybody know where you are? Like, you know, any of your family or friends, loved ones? Does anybody know that you're out here?
Well, we were trying to keep this small club, you know, tour on the down low so that we wouldn't get mobbed by, you know.
We've got an agent, but he's actually in Orange.
Hey, guys! Guys, I just, I was in the back fishing for a Sprite, and you left the radio on in your car, Mark. They said that critically acclaimed serial killer, Joanna Hoschenschosser, has been spotted heading south from Kankakee on I-57, so we might want to keep an eye out.
That's really horrible.
Yeah. Can you turn my car off?
I don't drive stick.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
You know the thing about serial killers?
Yeah, what?
You know, they don't get enough iron in their blood. You know why? Because they don't eat their Wheaties. Cereal is Wheaties.
I could kill you 17 different ways, you know that, right?
Hey, why don't you leave the killing to us? You know, the ones on stage, ha!
No, I mean it.
Hey, what's going on?
I left my car on. The battery's dead, so I can't turn off the car.
That stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty much trapped here.
Well, maybe this young lady would give us a ride. I'm sorry, young lady, I don't know your name. Why are your eyes so shifty?
Is your name actually a long, shifty silence? Because I've heard of that before.
My name is actually, it's Dutch.
Dutch. Well, I was wondering if when we get finished killing everybody after our set, if you would...
You guys kill people too? I mean, you guys kill people?
Don't forget to tip your waiters.
Well, we kill people every night when we get on stage. It's pretty...
You do it on stage in front of people? I like to have an audience too. I like to prop their eyes open with tape.
Right.
I like to kill the children first. And then bring them in the room with me, and then kill their parents in front of their corpses, open eyes.
So start out with the more juvenile material, and then kind of move up to the more adult stuff.
Well, our material isn't really suited for kids, so we don't really generally kill the kids, but we definitely kill their parents.
Our demographic is...
We kill a lot of older, like, teenagers.
Are you mad at your dad, too?
I think...
Well,
do you want a Sprite?
He came to a show once and I killed him.
Yeah.
You killed your dad? So did I.
Seemed to be into it.
Then I ate him.
Wow. Me and my dad got a burger.
Do you think eight is like the like danced with him? Yeah, I don't know the lingo.
Where were you headed to?
Just out for a little drive, killing some time, huh? Killing time.
Because we kill people, so.
So do I. I kill people, lots of them. 17 so far, in fact.
Why you what, got it? You got a gig? You got a routine? You got some material?
Do you want to see my routine?
Yeah, sure. That's fine. Yeah, right. I mean, this sounds interesting.
It's cool.
Okay, if you.
Insist. Okay, hold on. I gotta go in my trunk. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Oh, she's a prop comic.
Don't forget to tip your waiter.
She's a prop comic?
Well, she's going to get stuff from her trunk.
She's totally hot. That voice? It's like butter.
I wonder if is her stage name.
Sounds like a classic rock DJ to me.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm almost got it.
Takes a lot of prep time for her, actually. Let's not be improv.
God, I've never seen anybody wield helicopter blades quite the way she does.
Yeah, no, that's good.
They must have run out of diesel. They're not spinning anymore. See, this is what I use to kill people.
Wow, actual size helicopter blades.
Yeah. Some people call it a fetish. I just call it a hobby.
I guess there's some unexplored funny in the realm of helicopter blades.
I think there's a lot of ways to kill with that.
Yeah. So, okay, well, helicopter blades. swing music, like swinging the helicopter blades.
That's good. That's good stuff. That is good stuff.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Can I call you daddy? I mean, if I'm going to go into my act.
Well, Eric, you're kind of into that a little bit. A little bit
underage women.
Back in the 70s.
Not that it was ever proven or anything.
I mean, there were no cops. Not. Cops were kind of looking the other way.
Sure.
Way.
Absolutely.
Right, sure. Yeah, you can call me daddy.
Okay. Hold on a minute. I have to get some more diesel fuel. I'll be right back.
Oh, wow. You're a volunteer, man. That's kind of weird.
More one of those things where there's three people standing in line, they ask for a volunteer, and two people step back.
Yeah. Boy, I've worked up some really dynamite crow material. I wish we still had that audience going on.
Yeah.
Well, this could be exciting, though. This is improv. This is kind of what we live for. We don't know what's going to happen, but, it'll...
Sure.
We'll probably wind up in people getting, killed, so...
Hey, you, the, dark and swarthy one!
Yeah.
That's you!
I guess.
Can you come here and help me move something, please?
By comparison. Yeah, sure.
All right, come on over. Can you just get this out of my trunk?
Yeah. It's a moist garbage bag.
Well,
you carry your props around a garbage bag. Hey, that's kind of sticky. That's kind of cool. That's a different angle.
It is sticky.
Carrying your props around in a
plasma gets that way. I like to keep a little souvenir for every performance, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sometimes Mark and I we collect cocktail napkins from each.
Oh, sure.
More partial to eyeballs. I like to keep the eyeballs of my victims.
Okay.
I can tell. Look. Like this one? This was from, Tony Castagnato. I slit his throat and then cut him open from groin to gullet.
Wait, you mean you actually.
Like,
killed
with this? Your razor sharp witticisms, right?
Meanwhile, over in the ditch, Lawrence, I was just going to prop up your smile because you were kind of losing it. The toothpick had actually gone through your lip. So we could just prop that up. Lawrence, what are you doing? That's not your arm. Lawrence, where did that arm and those legs come from? The rotting corpse. How did you get those? Talk to me, Lawrence. Talk to me. That's not what I was looking to hear, Lawrence. I can't believe it. You've got bodies all around you. Did you kill those people, Lawrence? All right, you sit right there. I'm gonna weight you down with a boulder or something. Let me just roll this on top of you. Don't protest, Lawrence. No, you brought this right on yourself. All right, you stay right there.
What was that noise, Mark?
And that big cloud of stink.
Guys, we've got a real situation on our hands. There is a killer in our midst.
Yes, there is. She's right there. Yep, that's me.
What?
Yeah, hi.
Wait, it's the killer is you?
The killer in me is the killer in you. What I choose is my choice. What's a boy supposed to do?
The killer in me is from North Dakota. Is that the killer in you?
I used to be a little boy.
Oh. Wait, so Lawrence wasn't the killer.
I'm doing all of this to impress Billy Corgan. I know if I kill enough people, he'll love me. Love me. He'll love me like Daddy never did.
Maybe we should hang around and wait for another ride from someone else.
God, I feel terrible. I doubted on our friend.
Yeah, you... Oh, my God. What did you do to his legs?
Well, I had to weight him down in case he tried to
Lawrence,
take off.
What is he doing? He's... Lawrence, you just killed... You just killed the woman, Lawrence.
You just killed... This is morally ambiguous ground
far
here.
As I know, this is not our Halloween show. This is not cool.
No. I don't know how to feel about this one. This one's kind of gray area. I mean, if she really was a killer, and those really were the eyeballs of her victims in a bag,
Then is the rotting corpse of Lawrence Welk a hero now?
Or is he just as bad?
Or as the Zen masters would say, if a serial killer is murdered on I-57 and no one is there to find out, was a serial murderer really murdered on I-57?
He gives off some strange gases sometimes.
What the hell is that?
I'm gonna go with no.
You're gonna go with no? I'm gonna go with, I say we just take this as a celebration. I haven't seen that much neural activity out of Lawrence in years.
It must have been some kind of concentrated cloud of gas actually severed her skull.
Wow.
Could just be, nerve impulses.
Kind of makes you wonder how close we came to death over all those years.
Yeah. Who you can trust.
Well, I'm going to play the role of Harvey Keitel here and say that we clean out the eyeballs from the car, pile Lawrence in the back seat. Hop in, head back to Champagne, act like none of this ever happened.
Why don't we just take her battery and put it in Mark's car? And then we can just leave her and the eyeballs.
Oh.
And we'll make it look like a murder-suicide.
Okay, so you want to play the Harvey Keitel role.
Yes.
But I've always been a big fan of Harvey Keitel ever since.
And you know what? When naked, you look a lot like Harvey Keitel.
Well, I'm... Sweet. Okay, I'm just so we can set this down right here, I'm playing the Bill Cosby role in Mother Jugs and Speed, and you two can fight over the Keitel role, but I'm going to do my thing over here.
All right, well, okay, you can be Keitel, but I'm going to be, who was that? Was that Raquel Welch?
Yeah.
I'll be Raquel Welch.
You can be Larry Hagman.
I could, couldn't I?
Yeah. No, you couldn't.
Hey, that's a bit. We should write that down. All right, guys. I got the battery switch. Hey.
Wow, how'd you do that?
Because I can do more than one thing at once.
I didn't even see you go over there. You're like the Flash, the fastest troopy alive.
Mark, grab Lawrence's feet.
All right.
Grab some grab his arms.
Wait, whoa. Hey, Keitel.
I'm Keitel.
Right, but I'm Raquel Welch.
Well, it's all right.
Look at me jiggle.
Put him in the back seat. We're getting the hell out of here.
All right. Hey, wait a minute. Wait, the crows are back.
I guess we didn't really finish off our set, huh?
Yeah, they're going after now.
Oh.
Well, maybe that's for the best.
Yeah, I mean, she'll...
I mean, it's kind of ironic in a way, the killer being killed.
Yeah. Well, and she's killing now.
Right.
And she's totally killing them.
The killer having been killed is killing. They're
eating it up.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm going to write that down in blood.
Thank you. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Let's say we just ditch this whole roadshow idea and we'll get a milkshake.
Solid.
I'm cool with that, man.